From the four corners of Southern California, this is The Hot Seat, and you're in it with me, Max Schwartz. It starts right now. Welcome back to The Hot Seat. We are glad you're with all of us for the fall semester. This is going to be a special semester because we have a lot of great guests lined up, and this is the first semester in which we will be broadcasting from the new Wallace Annenberg Hall. This is the reason for the delay in the start of The Hot Seat. We had to get settled into our new building with all of our new equipment. On the downside, because of the delay, I will not be able to conduct as many candidate interviews as I would have liked. On the upside, there will be additional improvements throughout the academic year. Now all of that is behind us and we can finally start. Before I start this episode, I want to explain a few changes to The Hot Seat. My interviews will now be 10 minutes instead of 30, which means fewer questions, and there will be a music break in the middle. There will also be longer web write-ups, and you can hear a story on the interview for that day on Annenberg Radio News. Now, without further ado, today on the phone, I have candidate for Los Angeles County Assessor, Jeff Prang. How are you, Mr. Prang? Thank you very much for taking the time to call into The Hot Seat today.
Thank you, Max. I'm doing great.
My pleasure. I have important questions, so without additional delay, let's get started. Why are you running for Los Angeles County Assessor, and what experience do you have in property assessments that makes you fit for this position?
Well, let me take those questions in reverse order. I've been part of the reform administration in the assessor's office for the last 2.5 years. Many of your listeners may know that the office has been rocked by a scandal. The current assessor spent time in jail and was under indictment for political corruption. I've been part of the reform team for the last 2.5 years, helping to pick up the pieces and to help right the organization and restore public confidence and the good productivity of the office. This is my second tour of duty with the assessor's office. I began 25 years ago as an aide to the former assessor, Kenny Hahn. I've been through the real estate appraisal training program. I'm a former realtor. But most importantly, I'm a career public administrator. I've been an assistant city manager. I've been a successful mayor and council member in one of California's best managed cities, the city of West Hollywood. And the reason I ran is because after 2.5 years working to help restore public confidence in this extremely important agency, I felt that I had the best experience, the best vision, and the best plan to help keep the organization moving forward in a positive direction.
And you said you're part of the reform team. What was your role in the reform or transition team?
I played a pretty key role 2.5 years ago when the scandal broke out. I was the one who helped usher the indicted assessor, John Noguez, out of the office. I worked closely with the board of supervisors to facilitate the appointment of a reform administration, and then I've been part of that team ever since, helping to develop a new strategic plan for the office, helping respond to a myriad of audits, financial audits, fiscal audits, programmatic audits, doing a lot of internal self-assessment of the organization and trying to see how we can make it work better and ensure that the weaknesses that led to the scandal would never happen again.
And how do voters know that you will not be Noguez Part 2?
Well, I've been a public official for 25 years, and I've been an elected official for 25 years. I have a record for integrity, for confidence in city, county, and state government. People know what I've been doing, and there's probably no better way to judge somebody than based on what they've done in the past, and I've had a very, very public record for a very long time.
Okay. And what is your current job, and how do you believe that makes you qualified for this office?
I'm the manager of the public affairs unit in the executive office of the assessor. The things that make me—well, let me tell you a little bit about what the assessor does. The assessor has 1,400 employees, a budget of $150 million, and is responsible for establishing the value for 2.5 million parcels of taxable property per year. It's the foundation of the property tax system, which funds local government, schools, public safety, and roads. I have been a career and a public administrator for most of my adult life. What has trained me to be the best assessor is that I've managed large budgets, large numbers of personnel, and complex government programs. The assessor of LA County is responsible for managing not only the appraisal function of the office, but also records management and maintenance for those 2.6 million parcels. Information technology, the biggest job for the next assessor is replacing the computer system, which is a 1970s era mainframe system, as well as general administration, budget and finance, and and the ability to have the to work with the Board of Supervisors and the legislature to get the resources necessary to do the job. I'm unique in that in those qualifications. I'm a senior administrator throughout my career, and that's exactly what the office needs at this point.
Okay. And in your opinion, why do you believe this office is more important than the office of sheriff?
Well, I don't know that it is more important. They're different offices. They're both critical functions. One is public safety and one is property tax administration. Here's what's important about the assessor's office, though. Before any teacher can walk into a classroom, before any police officer responds to a call, before any city lays down pavement for new roads, it has to be paid for. And that's paid for through the general fund of schools, cities, and counties. And the general fund is financed through primarily sales taxes and property taxes. If the assessor's not doing their job well, not only are individual homeowners and property owners at risk of being treated unfairly, but local government, which depends on the assessor's office doing their job thoroughly, might not be able to receive all the revenues that they're entitled to. So they're both, one's not more important than the other, they're both critical.
Okay. And moving on now to something that you touched upon briefly, the current assessor, John Noguez, abused the public trust. What will you do to bring public trust back to the office of assessor?
Well, there's a number of things I'm going to do. A lot of it we've already done and we continue to do. I'm going to ensure that we have annual audits, management, fiscal, and program audits, and make those audits public so the people can really understand what it is that we're doing, how we're doing it, why we're doing it, and be assured that the processes are sound, accountable, and transparent. I intend to increase the profile of the office by letting people know what the assessor's office does and the importance that it plays in their daily lives, because it's often overlooked office. I'm going to work with the Board of Supervisors to ensure that we have the resources necessary to increase our technology to prevent future abuse. Because there were some of the abuse in the system, in the scandal, was a result of antiquated technology. It's difficult to apply really effective internal controls and security measures. So replacing our computer system, upgrading our technology will be critical. And I also want to invest a great deal more in the people of the assessor's office, give them better training, give our supervisors and managers better training to help them be more effective managers of their programs. We've also established a new...
You're straying from the question, and I have to move on and interrupt the answer because we're running short on time.
I'm sorry.
No apologies necessary, as you said. So how will you change the culture from top down to make sure this does not happen again? And how will you be able to let employees know that this type of behavior is unacceptable?
Well, I think we've already done that. You know, we've spent the last two... As part of the Reform Administration, we spent the last 2.5 years cleaning up the mess. And a lot of things that I've indicated that we're going to do, many of these things we are already doing. The audits was the first step. The development of a department-wide strategic plan. We've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in consultants to help us develop this plan, this focus, which will look at issues of such as culture change, technology upgrades, ethics training, as well as just investment in our employees. And I intend to build on this over the next 4 years.
If you are elected, how will you use your power or your pull as assessor of the country's largest county by population to influence legislation?
There's a number of things. Well, this is a real stark difference between me and my opponent in this race. I've been an elected official for 18 years, been mayor and council member in a very successful city of West Hollywood. I'm going to seek legislation in Sacramento that helps make it easier for small businesses related to how they report business, personal property, furniture and equipment. Right now it's an onerous process, and at some levels the county actually loses money in the way that we assess business personal property. I want to ensure that additional reforms are adopted at the state level. For example, there's a piece of legislation that Alex Padilla had introduced that would prevent legislators who were under indictment from receiving their pay. Well, I want to see that one expanded to include local officials as well. You know, John Noguez has been sitting home for 2.5 years collecting his paycheck, and that's just not right. And we need to have state legislation to prevent that from happening. And importantly, at the local level, I'm going to work with the Board of Supervisors to ensure that they invest appropriately in the resources necessary to upgrade our systems, provide the training that we need for our people to ensure that we can avoid this type of scandal again.
Okay, well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you very much for that, and thank you very much for coming on the hot seat today, Mr. Pring. It was a pleasure, and it was great to be back, and it is great to be back for this fall semester. The Hot Seat After Hours starts right now. You can email the Hot Seat inbox at thehotseatwithmaxschwartz@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at MaxSchwartzTV. You can also subscribe to the Hot Seat newsletter by clicking on the link on our page. Go to innerburgradio.org/podcast and click on the link underneath the Hot Seat description and enter your email address. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join me next time. And in case I'm not back until after the election, remember to vote on November 4th. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Good day.